prehistoric harvest. As my eyes adjusted over a mound of used clothes, dirty dishes, torn papers, used mail, and other assorted home articles of familiarity, I unexpectedly caught hold of a prehistoric dinosaur lurched on his side in the middle of the floor. My brain thought, holy shit, the cats finally went back in time and pulled back a tiny dinosaur from the Steven Spielberg dream, and now we are stuck in a fucking Jurassic Park in our own basement. Then, my eyes landed on an old mysterious toy chest by the dead TV in the corner with remnants and tufts of cat hair littering the floor, and it was complete. When these cats meow and squeal to come in at night to rest their nocturnal bones, they are really gearing up for another trip through the wormhole into their fourth or seventh life. But this time they were sloppy. Their mysterious lives finally screwed up and brought back an actual dinosaur specimen. As I approached the small dead carcass, I thought about how cool our 8-year-old boy Zen would love this and how he would hide it from the media lest they turn our tattered home into an E.T. infestation of plastic walls. And as my hand softly grabbed onto what was to be a fleshed miniature throwback to the early years, I found it to be just another plastic toy. All my dreams gone. Just another toy our 8-year-old boy already saw and discarded because it wasn't enthralling enough. At this, I slumped a bit and walked defeated past other stacks of hidden plastic dinosaurs hidden around the big, empty room.